Dvar Halachin Chodesh Al Vavus, Monday night, or Lutez Zion Kislev, Tav Yonayin Dalet. Okay, actually it's very, very complicated area in Halacha. All of Halacha is complicated, but the Hanukkah and the Neiros, and if you look at the bus schedule, Hanukkah is like, it ranks up there with Chalamoy, that, you know, like it's also to stay home. Like everybody's going places and partying. I guess because it says in Shulchan Aruch that the Sudos are Sudos or Rishus. So everybody's partying. And they're going places, and you're going here for supper, and you're coming home, and you're coming home late at night, and you're going with your wife, and you're without your wife. And it's very, very complicated. Allah, it's really, it's a very, every case has different elements to it, and sometimes it depends if you light, many times it depends if you're lighting outside, if you light inside, who's home, who's not home. That's all, that's like just a hagdama. You have to ask a shayla. Every case is different, and it's really, really quite complicated. It's not so clear many times. Anyway, if the husband and wife go away for a few days, it happens, and it's Hanukkah, so that then they have Pashas, that's the bias. It's a traveling bias. And they should light where they are. Maybe even, it seems to me, Bataras Chiyuv even. Now, it's not like yesterday I said that if the wife's home even and the husband's traveling, so Me'ikar Hadin, she lights in the bias, and he's Yosei with that, even though that's not commonly done, but that's Me'ikar Hadin. But I think if they're both traveling, then that is the bias, and they should light where they are. Now, where are they going to light if they're in a, you know, so if you're in a hotel, really the best, it's better to light in the room, in your room, that's your bias. There is a hiddur to eat a meal there. Maybe supper, I don't know if that's after supper, but it should be a mokum achilo also, that would be like a hiddur. If the hotel says, are you out of your mind, and you're going to light in the dining room, the public dining room, so then that's what you should do, and you yaitza with that. Okay, going down to the Chavis Halvavis, Shar Avos Hashem. But you see from the Shulchan Aruch, by the way, just to go back, he says, V'riboy hasudos she'marben behem heim sudos orashus. So you see the Shulchan Aruch also accepted the reality that people are partying. You see that? Because, and he says, okay, but he realizes it's a sudas or a shus. Okay. Of course, if you sing Zmiras the Sishbachos, or you think about the Chanukah Samishkan, or Chanukah Sabayis, really, then you can turn it into a sudas mitzvah very easily, but you can turn your whole life into a mitzvah if you have in mind certain things, which is what the Chavis HaLavas constantly reminds us of. Talking about the Chavis HaLavas, we'll up to Shar Avos Hashem, and we're in the Hakdama, and so we learned so far in the Hakdama that this is Mamish, the peak, the summit, the purpose, where everything's leading up to. This is the highest Madrega. The Chavis HaLavas now says something in the second part of the Hakdama. We'll try to finish the Hakdama tonight. He says something, I was thinking maybe it's Mashman the Rambam, not like that, but there's really not a time for pilpul now, but yesh, it's something Mamish to think about. The Chavis HaLavas is saying that Yiras Hashem is first, and the peak is Avos Hashem. And Yiras Hashem would immediately precede Avos Hashem, and he structured it, he says, that precious is the second highest Madrega, and you want to get to Avos Hashem, you have to first remove Avos HaOlam from you, from yourself, and that would be through precious. And precious is, it's not just simply abstaining, but it's an attitude. So precious converts, he says, but at the peak of precious is Yiras Hashem. In other words, you have no interest in this world because of your knowledge of Hashem, your awareness of Hashem, which is a feeling of Yira. You know, that's you're near to and you're careful about what you do and so on. So that's like the peak of precious would be Yira. He says, "V'nischayev lahakdim Yiras Hashem lefnei Ahavoso." In your avoda, Yiras Hashem would be right before Ava. Lefishehi matras haprecious, because precious, which is getting rid of your Ava for the mazeh, so that leads you to Yiras Hashem. The Omek Tachlisa, and that's really the purpose of Precious, is to bring you to, I would call it an awareness of Hashem, Yodiyas Hashem, and then that's Yira, because then you feel humbled. V'hadarga grova biyoser l'dargas avas Hashem. And that's like one step below the highest madrega mamish, which is avas Hashem. V'yashar harishon misha oreha, that's like the top. V'ein l'odom derech eleha, and you won't get to Avos Hashem, fully Avos Hashem. You should start training your children in Avos Hashem from a young age. I mean, they're not holding in the highest madrega, but even if you have small children, you should teach them to have a father in heaven. You know, they have an Abba in Shemayim, and he's the one giving them the food. On a certain level, you can even tell kids that. But, of course, to develop the Midah properly, it's the ultimate goal. You won't get there until your Yira first. Why? I imagine because the Sfarim don't explain it. The Sfarim on the Chavis Alvodas. I imagine because you first have to know who Hashem is, so to speak. What Hashem is, who Hashem is, before you can have true Avos Hashem. And knowing who Hashem is like part and parcel of Yiras Hashem, because then you feel kniya, you feel humbled, you feel like ma'ani. Now the Rambam rather describes Ava as being, that's what I'm talking about, Yesh Lefaltol B'zeh. When the Rambam describes someone looking at the Bria, he describes a rush of Avos Hashem, and then you all of a sudden realize, what am I? And you go to Yiras Hashem. But the Rambam in Hilchos, that's the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei Torah, but the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva also describes Avos Hashem as the peak. So, Yesh Lefaltol B'zeh. The fact that he says that Yiras Hashem is a very low madrega over there in Hilchos Tshuva is really not no geya, because he's very specifically talking about Yiras Ha'onesh. Not talking about the Yiras Hashem that we're talking about. Talking about Yiras Onesh. So that in itself would not be a raya or play a role. Okay. So anyway, he says. So you have to have Yira first. I understand that because you have to know who Hashem is first or what Hashem is, and that will Yiras Hashem, his batlus to Hashem, as we talked about a few weeks ago in the drasha, and then you can climb up to Avos Hashem, which is the peak. Well, the figure chigdam lushar haprishus l'fnei shar hazeh ki min animna etzlenu, it would be impossible his chaskus avos Hashem b'libenu b'chenus, truly, sincerely, b'emet, in his chaskus avos olam bonu. If you have, if you're partial towards what the world has to offer you, you will not be able to develop pure avos Hashem. B'chashe yisrokein leiv hamamin me avos olam. The Yisronein, you will be cleansed and you will get rid of Tavoso mitoch hakara v'havana of what Hashem is. Tischazik, then you're ready for Tischazik avos Hashem belibo v'tischal she benafsho kefita shukosu elea v'akarosu osa, based on your level of understanding, of insight. So you want to go from loss of avos olam to avos Hashem. That will be precious, but at the peak of precious is Yiras Hashem. And that's why the psukim talk about, Chazalovah says the psukim always say Yira and Ava. That's the pecking order of many psukim in Sefer Dvorim. Yira and Ava, and then Ava. Ka'omro, then he says, Afarach Mishpatecha Hashem, Kivinucha Lashimcha, Lazichachat Avas Nofesh. That's knowing Hashem, being Makir Hashem. Lachain Roy, Shnevor, Inyan Avas Hashem, Shiva and Yonim. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll basically finish our Gom. Okay.